What happens when the line between terror and attraction blurs beyond recognition? Better Run plunges readers into this unsettling territory through the story of Mary Jo, a food reviewer whose life is violently upended by abduction. Unlike conventional romances that soften edges, this dark narrative refuses to look away from the psychological complexities of captivity. The story begins in the mundane disappointment of a dying relationship before spiraling into a nightmare that forces us to confront uncomfortable questions. How does trauma reshape identity? Can desire exist without consent? What happens when your body betrays your mind? These questions haunt the narrative as Mary Jo's captivity unfolds, creating a psychological thriller that's as thought-provoking as it is disturbing. Mary Jo lives with emotional absence despite physical proximity. Her success as a food creator contrasts with her emotional starvation in a relationship with Kyle, who works night security and has become a stranger. While she supports them through viral ramen videos, he remains distant, scrolling on his phone, offering mechanical kisses, creating silence where conversation once existed. Their relationship deteriorates through familiar small cuts, unanswered texts, averted gazes, growing distance in bed. When Mary Jo walks naked past Kyle, only to meet the blue glow of his phone reflecting off his disinterested face, her desperation becomes palpable. Her growing attraction to dominant pornography, content Kyle dismissed as disgusting, reveals her unfulfilled desires. Meanwhile, someone watches Mary Jo through hidden cameras. This observer, Jaden, monitors her deteriorating relationship and intimate moments. His surveillance is methodical preparation, not random stalking. He knows her schedule, habits, and vulnerabilities, creating profound violation before any physical contact. His thought, "Soon, kitten, very soon," signals that Mary Jo's world faces imminent shattering. Mary Jo's abduction violently tears her from ordinary life after a wine-soaked video chat about vacation plans. She wakes to a weight on her chest and a hand over her mouth, with the stranger calling her kitten, a disturbing symbol of her objectification. What stands out is Mary Jo's fierce resistance. She fights back ferociously, scratching and drawing blood, establishing herself as someone with unwavering determination, qualities tested throughout her captivity but never extinguished. When she regains consciousness in a strange bedroom, she discovers her captor knows intimate details about her life, her parents, boyfriend, private habits, even her favorite color. This highlights our collective vulnerability in the digital age, where our online presence creates a detailed roadmap of our lives that can be weaponized against us. Despite her captor's warning that they're miles into the hills with only bears and coyotes for neighbors, Mary Jo spends her first night clutching an empty water bottle as a weapon, her spirit unbroken even as her freedom is taken. As Mary Jo's imprisonment continues, a complex psychological dynamic emerges. When Jaden refuses privacy during bathroom use, we see how control extends to every aspect of her existence. Yet she maintains resilience and strategic thinking. Given an opportunity to explore the cabin, she recognizes it as a test and gathers crucial information, noting nailed-shut windows and a refrigerator stocked with her own sage chicken meals she'd featured online. This discovery that her captors studied her online presence closely enough to recreate her recipes adds another layer of violation. Her public persona has become a weapon against her. When caught exploring basement stairs by Jaden, we witness her internal struggle. "I pictured punching his face, but holding back." This moment captures her constant calculation between resistance and survival. Mary Jo experiences a profound disconnect between body and mind as captivity affects her sense of self. When forced into sexual acts, she experiences unwanted physical pleasure that conflicts with her mental resistance. "I'm trying not to think about last night, the shame of climaxing for my kidnappers, of enjoying their words. It only makes me hate them more." This internal conflict creates a psychological tension driving much of the narrative. Cole, Jaden's accomplice, introduces another dimension to Mary Jo's captivity. Their contrasting approaches, Jaden's cold calculation versus Cole's impulsive cruelty, create a dynamic she must navigate to survive. We learn both men endured childhood sexual abuse by someone named Pat, adding complexity to the narrative without excusing their actions. Jaden's nightmare reveals his mother's suicide and a traumatic shooting from his police career. His frantic search for his gun upon waking shows how past trauma still haunts him. Cole's memory of receiving a Game Boy from Pat at age 7, followed by demands for sexual favors, illustrates how early trauma shaped both men's distorted understanding of power. The trauma ripples through generations as victims become victimizers, creating seemingly unbreakable cycles of abuse. The revelation that Jaden was once a police officer destroys Mary Jo's hope for rescue from law enforcement, speaking to deeper anxieties about institutional corruption and questioning who can truly be trusted. Mary Jo's determination to escape shows in her resourcefulness, stealing a paperclip from Cole's desk, teaching herself to pick handcuff locks until her fingers bleed, and creating a mental map of the cabin. When she finally flees, her terror is visceral. The darkness terrifies me as I stumble through the woods. Every shadow could hide predators, animal or human. After her brutal recapture, they permanently tattoo their names into her skin. This marking becomes psychological as well as physical. How will I ever explain the tattoo to Kyle if I make it home? How do I tell him that part of me belongs to them now? The permanent inscription forces her to confront that her trauma isn't temporary, but forever etched on her body. When she eventually escapes and returns home, she finds Kyle with a new girlfriend. This discovery, that the life she fought to return to has moved on, creates an identity crisis. Her reflection that this life now seems empty compared to what I've experienced reveals how profoundly captivity has altered her perception of normalcy. 6 months after escaping, Mary Jo struggles to reconnect with ordinary life. Dating reveals how captivity altered her perception of intimacy. When partners attempt dominance, she compares them to Jaden and Cole's overwhelming intensity, leaving her feeling hollow. When her captors track her down, her reaction is conflicted. Terror mingles with anticipation, a disturbing recognition that captivity awakened desires conventional relationships haven't fulfilled. The final confrontation presents a twisted ultimatum, revealing their continued manipulation, culminating in Mary Jo's recapture after her body betrays her again. What makes this ending haunting isn't just the physical recapture, but how trauma becomes part of identity. Mary Jo's complex feelings toward her captors, hatred mixed with unwanted arousal and moments of connection, reflect trauma bonding. Rather than finding healing, she exists between her past and present selves. The darkest human experiences rarely fit neat categories of victim and villain, consent and coercion, love and abuse. They exist in uncomfortable gray areas where these concepts blur. This refusal to provide a neat resolution makes Better Run a challenging exploration of how trauma alters our understanding of desire, control, and identity.